The Mexican consulate in New Orleans has been here for almost 200 years, since before the Civil War. The consulate closed its doors several years before Hurricane Katrina, but reopened after the hurricane to help Mexican migrant workers and their families who came to the city. Since then, its role has grown to become more involved within the Mexican community of the city. Justin Taffet and Zach Lipschitz report on the consulate's interesting history and how Mexican culture is promoted in New Orleans today.
The Mexican consulate in New Orleans was founded in 1822, a year after the War of Independence. Mexico was turning a new page. Head consul Ramon Gonzalez Jamison says that after Mexico became united, they were able to reach out to other countries.
After they merged and fixed the internal part of the government of the New Mexico,
comienzan con el exterior y comienzan con Nueva Orleans.
They started like sending representatives to the exterior of the country, and they started in New Orleans.
From the beginning, the consulate has performed many important responsibilities for Mexican citizens in the city.
The first thing, the most important thing for the consulate is the protection to Mexicans in our jurisdiction. You know, we oversee that the law is protecting them also. Yes.
New Orleans is a very important city, as 53% of American exports leave the country through the port of Louisiana. This has special significance for Mexico, which is located just south of the port.
When they opened the consulate in 1824, you know, the states around the Gulf of Mexico, the best way for those states in Mexico to export goods to the United States was by ship. So the port of New Orleans, it had a very great importance for Mexico to have that relationship with the United States.
Consul Gonzalez is also excited about the consulate's relatively recent work to promote Mexican culture in New Orleans.
Now, with Consul Gonzalez is promoting a heavy campaign, a cultural campaign, to show the people in our jurisdiction, you know, all the great things that culturally Mexico has. He's a great promoter of cultural events, and he wants to really show people about the culture of Mexico.
Professor James Huck, an assistant director at the Stone Center for Latin American Studies at Tulane University, has studied Mexico-New Orleans relations for many years. He says that New Orleans has been important for the Mexican diaspora, but that the relationship is not as intense today as it was in the 19th and early part of the 20th century.
New Orleans has a long, long history of connection to Mexico. And different populations, different kinds of individuals have come to New Orleans over the years, but because it's been so long-term, the relationship really is deep, profound, and it's solidified.
Benito Juarez serves as an early link between Mexico and New Orleans in history, when he lived here in exile in the 1850s. Juarez was exiled by the French during imperial rule.
So he had to go someplace, and he came to New Orleans, and actually worked in a cigar factory here in New Orleans.
While Juarez was in New Orleans, he was also involved with other Mexican exiles that formed a community in the city to try and plot his return to the country.
And of course, utilizing the Mexican consulate at the time to try and manipulate and support his cause against the reactionaries. So the Mexican consulate, really interestingly, during that time period, was also a kind of focal point for the conflict that was going on in Mexico. The Civil War was being fought out in New Orleans. The Mexican Civil War was being fought out in New Orleans through trying to manipulate who was going to control the consulate.
Professor Huck goes on to explain how this relationship has contributed to Mexican culture in New Orleans.
Currently, I would think that the most defining aspect of Mexican culture is connecting to the migrant community here. Language, the Mexican dialect of Spanish, food culture. You see a lot of Mexican cuisine popping up, developing even more so right now.
Belinda Flores Chinchillas, who helped translate earlier, serves at the Mexican consulate as the director of cultural programs. An artist herself, Belinda takes great pride in the promotion of Mexican culture in New Orleans, thinking it is a perfect place for cultural exchange.
The consul Gonzalez Jameson understood the importance of promoting Mexican culture in a city that is so full of music, art, dance, theater, and movies, you know, and film. This was the perfect city to promote Mexican art.
Truly, Mexican cultural influence has been visible for the past two centuries since the consulate's opening. One would definitely anticipate further cultural immersion through the everyday work of the consulate and a greater understanding of it through researchers at Tulane Stone Center. We appreciate the time of Consul Gonzalez, Professor Huck, and Belinda Flores-Chinchillas. With WTUL, I'm Justin Taffet alongside Zach Lipschitz.